This is the Aviat Merli of the 31st of March 2024. Original date, the 18th of January 1999. Now let your attitude of unlimited disinterest emerge and create an atmosphere of spiritual endeavour, sadhana. Today, Babdada, the ocean of love, is meeting his extremely lovely children. Today is a special day of love. From Amrit Vela, children everywhere have been swept along in the waves of love. The love in each child's heart is reaching the Father, the Comforter of hearts. In response to the love of you children, Babdada blesses all of you with love and power. Babdada calls today the special day of transformation in the creation of the Yajna. On this day, Father Brahma became the incognito backbone to reveal his children on the corporeal stage of the world. This is why this day is also called the day that the children are revealed. It is called the day of power. It is called the day to give willpower. Father Brahma, in an incognito way, is inspiring the task to be done. He is not separated from you, he is with you. He is just enabling it to happen in an incognito way. This Aviat Day is the day for speeding up the children's task. Even now, he gives the canopy of protection and is doing the task of sustaining all of you children. Just as a mother is a canopy of protection for her children, so too from Amrit Vela, Mother Brahma continues to look after all the children everywhere. It is you children who are the instruments in the corporeal form. But Mother Brahma, as a bestower of fortune, sees the fortune of every child and especially sustains you with special power, courage, zeal and enthusiasm. Father Shiva is with you anyway, but Brahma has the special part of giving you sustenance. Today, in return for the special love you children have, Brahma, the bestower of fortune, as a bhandari of the treasure store of blessings, is distributing all blessings. To the extent that you children celebrate a meeting through your Aviat form, you are accordingly easily able to receive whatever blessings you want. It is an open treasure store of blessings. Today is the elevated day on which you can take whatever and however many blessings you want. You can easily receive the gift of blessings in return for your love. You don't have to make effort to receive a gift. You receive all attainments easily. You don't have to ask for a gift. You automatically receive a gift. To receive blessings in return for your own efforts is a different matter. However, today, Mother Brahma is especially giving you this in return for your love. Did each of you experience yourselves to be receiving all blessings easily today? Even now, in return for the true love in your hearts, you can still receive all blessings. The way to attain blessings is to have love in your hearts. The love in your hearts is a treasure from which you can take all the imperishable blessings that you want from Bapdada. Do all of you children have this treasure of love? You have come here because you have the treasure of love. Love has pulled you here. It is easy to have love. None of you need to labour in your efforts, because every one of you experiences love. Your love used to be shared out to many, and is now only connected to one. Previously you had many different relationships, but now all relationships are with the one. Therefore all your love is easily for just the one. This is why each one of you says, "My Baba." So who is their love for? It is for me. All of you say, "My Baba," do you not? Or is it Baba who belongs to the Daddies? Is it Baba who belongs to the Maharatis? It's everybody's Baba, isn't it? So today, how many times have all of you children said from the heart, "My Baba, my Baba"? Everyone has said, "My Baba, my Baba," and had a heart-to-heart conversation. What have you done all day? You offered flowers of love to Baba. Bapdada received the most beautiful flowers of love. The love of all of you is very good. The father now says, let the form of love emerge in a practical way. This is what it means to become equal. All of you have the aim of becoming equal. Now, let the practical qualifications be visible. Whichever child people see, meet, or come into contact with, let them be able to see the virtues of God the Father and of Father Brahma in the face and form of that child. Let them experience your eyes, words, your attitude and your vibrations to be totally unique. Madhuban is the place where Father Brahma acted, and because this place is filled with the vibrations of his tapasya, karma and renunciation, everyone who comes here easily experiences this place to be a unique world. This place has been made alokic by the vibrations of Father Brahma and the special children. In the same way, wherever you children are living and wherever you are working, let others experience your virtues, your deeds, and the atmosphere of your elevated attitude to be equal to the Father's. This is what Bapdada refers to as becoming equal to the Father, Bapsamam. Up till now, you have been thinking about becoming equal to the Father, but now, let that thought be visible on your face and in your behaviour. Let the sound that emerges from the heart of everyone who comes into contact with you be that you souls are equal to the Father. And there's a note that every now and then Baba starts coughing. Today, this mic is not so good, but still Baba has to meet you. This too is a mic. If this mic, the body, doesn't work, then this mic, the physical microphone, is of no use. It isn't serious, because this is just the fruit of the season. Now, Bapdada wants to see this revelation through all of you children. When you reveal something in words, the words have an impact. but there will be much greater impact through your virtues and actions. Through each of you children's eyes, let there be the experience that there is something special in your eyes. They shouldn't experience you as being ordinary, but as being alochic, unique. A question should arise in their minds of how you became like this and who made you like this. They themselves should think and ask, who made you like this? Nowadays, when people see something beautiful, they ask from their heart who made it. Reveal the Father through your stage of being equal to the Father. Nowadays, the majority of souls wonder whether it is possible in this corporeal world for souls to become like that. Show them that it really is possible to become that in practice, and that you have become that. Nowadays, people believe in practical examples a lot more than theory. They want to see something rather than just hearing about it. There are very many of you children everywhere. So if all of you were to become practical examples of being equal to the Father, they would not take long to understand and accept this. Your subjects would then be created very quickly. When they see and experience you to be practical examples of making less effort in a shorter time, they are stamped with the stamp of a subject. You are the ones who are going to become kings and queens, are you not? Because of the present atmosphere, Bap Dada is once again drawing your attention now to letting the attitude of disinterest emerge in your minds and hearts. Whether you children live at home with your families or at a centre or anywhere else, Bap Dada has given physical facilities to each and every one of you. There isn't a single child who doesn't have the means to eat, drink, or a place to stay. Each of you has all the facilities you need whilst maintaining an attitude of unlimited disinterest. It is a different matter if someone is lacking something due to his or her own carelessness or laziness. However, Bap Dada knows that according to the drama, each of you children has every essential thing that you need. You have all the facilities and will continue to receive all the facilities that you need all the time. However, in some cases, there are more facilities than there is need. Therefore, there is less spiritual endeavour and more use of the facilities. This is why Bap Dada is specially underlining this day, the day of becoming equal to the Father. You have been using all of those facilities a great deal. Whatever you have done up to now has been very good. However, now, increase your spiritual endeavour, that is, create an attitude of unlimited disinterest. You saw how Father Brahma, until the last moment, gave you children many facilities and how he himself remained detached from using them. While having the facilities, you have to remain detached from them. However, if you don't have the facilities, and you say that you have unlimited disinterest, if some of you say, we already are renunciates, how can that be? That is a completely different matter. Whilst having everything, with knowledge and feelings for world benefit, with feelings of revealing the Father and yourselves. Now, instead of depending on facilities, have an attitude of unlimited disinterest. This is just like at the beginning of establishment. There was no lack of facilities, but you were in a batty of unlimited attitude of disinterest. The 14 years of Tapasya you did was in an atmosphere of unlimited disinterest. Bapdada has now given you many facilities. You lack nothing in terms of facilities. But while having these facilities, have unlimited disinterest. In order to benefit the souls of the world, it is essential for you to adopt this method at this time, because desires are increasing everywhere. Souls are distressed because they are subservient to their desires. Even if they are multi-millionaires, they are distressed because of their desires. The main cause of an atmosphere of distress within souls is their limited desires. Now, with your attitude of unlimited disinterest, spread this attitude of disinterest in other souls too. Without your attitude of unlimited disinterest, souls will not be able to be peaceful and happy, nor will they be able to be free from their distress. You are the roots of the tree, and in the picture of the tree, where are you Brahmins shown? You are shown in the roots. You are the foundation. Whatever wave you create, it will spread throughout the world. This is why Bapdada is drawing special attention to an attitude of disinterest, and the method for especially becoming equal to Father Brahma, especially in the corporeal form. Everyone should have the experience that you are not dependent on facilities, but are making spiritual endeavour. While having all facilities, you have an attitude of disinterest. Use the necessary facilities, but to whatever extent possible, with an attitude of disinterest from the heart. Do not be subservient to facilities. Now create an atmosphere of spiritual endeavour everywhere. Because time is close, to have true tapasya and spiritual endeavour is to have unlimited disinterest. You have increased service a great deal this year. This year you held big programs everywhere. From that service, many souls have become cooperative, close, and have come into connection. However, do you only want to make them cooperative? Only to this extent. The cooperative souls are very good. Now, bring those cooperative quality souls into close relationship with you. Give them such an experience that from being cooperative, they become easy yogis. For this, you first need an atmosphere of spiritual endeavour, and secondly, an atmosphere of unlimited disinterest. Through this, easy cooperative souls will become easy yogi souls. Continue to serve them, but an atmosphere of spiritual endeavour and tapasya is also essential. Now perform powerful tapasya everywhere. Tapasya that can be instrumental for serving through the mind. You now have to do powerful service through tapasya. Now, with service through the mind, it is essential for you to receive touchings in your thoughts. Time is drawing close, and so you must have a constant stage and a constantly powerful atmosphere. In order to become equal to the Father, you first have to imbibe the attitude of unlimited disinterest that you saw in Father Brahma until his end. He had no interest in physical comforts or the children, but had an attitude of disinterest about everything. So on this special day, make the lesson of becoming equal to the Father very firm. I have to become equal to Father Brahma, that's it. Such determined faith will definitely make you move forward. What have you underlined today? Unlimited disinterest. Now save souls from their desires. The poor souls are very unhappy and distressed. Now have a merciful heart and spread the waves of mercy through the attitude of unlimited disinterest. Now all of you sit with the Father in the supreme abode, the highest place, and give merciful drishti to all souls. Spread those vibrations. You are able to spread them, are you not? Now just sit with the Father in Paramdham and spread an atmosphere of unlimited mercy from there. Bapdada then conducted drill. Acha. To all the extremely loving children everywhere, to the elevated souls everywhere who are making spiritual endeavour, to all those who sing very lovely and sweet songs from the heart to Bapdada throughout the day, to all those who have a heart-to-heart conversation with Bapdada and fill their aprons with the blessings of all powers and virtues. Bapdada heard everyone's songs, songs of happiness, songs of love, songs of spiritual intoxication. Bapdada was merged in the love of listening to and meeting children who are true from their hearts. Those who share the things of the heart are great and remain constantly great. Bapdada is giving multi-million-fold love in return to such sweet children who constantly maintain an attitude of unlimited disinterest and whose intellects have faith filled with determination. To all those children who remain seated on the heart throne of the Comforter of Hearts, love, remembrance and namaste. Baba is also seeing those who are listening outside. He does not see the children as being far away, but he sees all the children everywhere as though they are personally in front of him. In return for the gifts and letters of remembrance you have sent, Bapdada is giving you love, remembrance and congratulations. Children, may you constantly fly in the flying stage and become prosperous and remain constantly prosperous. Acha. Blessing. May you receive all attainments through the power of elevated thoughts and become an embodiment of success. You, Master Almighty Authority children, have so much power in your thoughts that you can do whatever you want at any time and can inspire others too, because your thoughts are always pure, elevated and benevolent. thoughts that are elevated and benevolent definitely become practical. Your mind is always concentrated. That is, it is stable in one stage but does not wander. You are able to stabilize your mind wherever you want, when you want. By doing this, you automatically become an embodiment of success. Slogan: in order to remain safe in any upheaval of adverse situations, practice staying in the bodiless stage. Om Shanti.